Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a revenue story. The Dakota reports that since GPT 5.6 Sol launched in early July, OpenAI says its overall revenue is up 35% this quarter, with enterprise revenue growing more than 50%.
Ramp data shows OpenAI is now outpacing Anthropic in business API spending for the first time since Anthropic took the lead earlier this year. The Decoder notes the new model's performance gains and OpenAI's enterprise pricing bundles are likely factors in this shift.
One number to know today is 20%. That's the share of organizations that a new Deloitte report says are prepared to move toward autonomous AI agents.
CIO Dive covered the report and found that fragmented data systems and entrenched ways of working are the main barriers for the other 80%. The research suggests most organizations don't yet have a clear strategy for integrating these more advanced AI systems.
Anthropic announced it's bringing Claude Mythos 5 to cybersecurity defenders and launching a $35 million open source fund for security tools. The fund will support projects focused on threat detection, vulnerability research, and secure code generation, with applications opening this fall. Anthropic says the goal is to help smaller security teams adopt AI-powered defenses.
In infrastructure news, an InfoWorld analysis looks at the rise of what it calls neoclouds, new cloud providers built specifically for high-performance AI workloads. The article points to Anthropic's reported $10 billion deal with Volta as a signal of this shift. While hyperscalers won't be toppled, specialized AI infrastructure demand is creating room for these focused providers, which typically offer custom hardware and software stacks optimized for training and running large models. The piece argues scarcity of advanced GPUs and memory is a key driver, letting these neoclouds aggregate scarce resources into consumable infrastructure.
Bloomberg reports that London-based AI infrastructure startup Nscale is seeking to raise up to $3 billion in a U.S. IPO as soon as September. Sources told Bloomberg the company is targeting a valuation around $20 billion, though market conditions for tech IPOs remain volatile. Nscale provides GPU clusters for AI training, competing with larger cloud providers and other neoclouds.
And finally, the Dakota reports that Meta has become one of Microsoft's biggest AI customers, spending hundreds of millions of dollars on Azure infrastructure for its AI research and Llama model work. Bloomberg sources say the spending covers both research and development efforts, highlighting how even tech giants with vast resources still rely on external cloud providers for critical AI compute capacity.
One thing to try is inspired by a Reddit thread in the AI agents community. If you had $500 worth of AI tokens to burn on an autonomous coding agent, what would you let it build?
The idea is to give the agent a broad mandate and let it run for hours or days. People in the thread suggested things like a custom dashboard for a hobby, a tool to automate a work task, or a small game. Pick a project you're curious about but wouldn't normally prioritize. Set a hard budget limit and see what an agent can assemble. Several commenters noted this kind of experiment reveals both the current capabilities and the surprising limitations of autonomous coding tools. One user wrote they'd task it with building a personal finance tracker that automatically categorizes transactions, a useful test of an agent's ability to integrate APIs and handle data.
That's Compact Conversations for Friday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.